USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Retired General Motors workers are urging GM officials to reconsider plans to close four plants in the United States and one in Canada as part of a restructuring plan. GM officials contending they will be able to save $6 billion by 2020 by closing those factories, as well as laying off thousands of factory workers and executives. Senator-elect Mitt Romney and his family hoping to cheer up others during the holiday season as his wife and other members of the Romney clan stopped by the Ronald McDonald House in Salt Lake City last night.
It's a chance for us to share some of the joy that we have in our family with families that have come here from all over the world, really.
The facility offers free food and lodging to families with kids undergoing nearby medical procedures. It may be Christmas Eve, but the National Retail Federation estimates more than 22 million Americans still need to shop today, and most of the nation's stores and malls are open early to late. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Iran says it's not worried about a U.S. aircraft carrier that's now sailing in the Persian Gulf. The USS John C. Stennis arriving in the region late Friday amid increasing tensions between Tehran and Washington. An Iranian military commander telling local media hours ago that the aircraft carrier's presence is insignificant. He also said Iran is prepared to respond if the ship was to enter its territorial waters or was to pose a threat, but that the Americans lack the courage to do anything. The holidays are a time for searching random stuff on the internet. SatelliteInternet.com has rounded up the top Christmas time searches for every state on Google, results showing people in Texas wondering, quote, is the Grinch real? Alaskans are asking, what is Christmas? Police in Wyoming are wondering about a Kardashian Christmas card, and folks in Rhode Island are looking for some holiday love with their search for Tinder. Amazon saying that Tinder also happens to be the most Googled Christmas term for the entire United States. And Aquaman is swimming to the top of North America's movie box office as the new Warner Brothers superhero picture is this week's number one movie. When you're online, you can find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.